Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. The number, 855-450-3733. Put it in your phone so you're ready the next time that you want to call in and you don't have to wait for the number. 855-450-3.
Put it on speed dial so you just have to hold down the 2.
Remember that? Do they have speed dial?
I don't know.
I don't think we even have it anymore. I think you've got a... I mean, that's not how I dial my wife, I can tell you that.
Mine's got a favorites section.
Yeah.
I don't use it.
No?
Nah.
Yeah, I just kind of go to recents. I mean, I'm only talking to the same people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's Mom. There's Laura. Anyway, 855-453. Jack doesn't have a telephone number because he doesn't want me to call him. It's got a Pat calling in from Michigan.
He just doesn't give it to you.
Right? Like his little 12-year-old friends have it. I don't have it. Grateful little kid. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right. You guys there now?
I'm here. Sorry.
We've been here.
All right. That's all right. I heard you cackling. It's, anyway, I think any school system that's funded by tax dollars, so that would be our high schools and our colleges, before you can...
And elementary and middle.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, before you can get a diploma, though, you should have to be able to pass a citizenship test. And that would make these colleges and high schools teach the Constitution like they should.
And that I think that was designed.
I think that makes a certain amount of sense. So you would the citizenship exam exists. We can't argue that. I mean, it's right there, and it doesn't get changed too much. Well, and if a kid can't pass it in order to get a diploma or a degree,
if they made it part of that requirement, they would dumb down the citizenship test.
Well, and there used to be civics classes. They used to be a thing. Now it's social studies, and they don't teach you civics. Like, they don't want you to know how this works. You might change things.
Well, when I did learn civics, they lied. You know, they said all kinds of things that simply weren't true. So, I mean, yeah, I probably know more because I took civics class. Go ahead, Pat.
Don't we want our own graduates to be at least as smart as the immigrants coming in? I mean, you know, this is
doesn't
the
matter
betterment
to me.
Of our country here and our children. And we're paying for this with our property taxes. So we're right back to the landholder issue, too.
If the immigrants are smarter, hire the immigrants.
Well, it doesn't matter whether the immigrants are smarter or not. What he's claiming is that a government school paid for with government money, our money, ought to give the government citizenship exam in order to allow graduation. And, you know, it's kind of it's a pretty strong position.
Well, he also just said, do we want the immigrants to be smarter than our, you know, local graduates? No, I don't care.
Well, yeah, but you don't care about much.
As well educated. How about that?
Well, yeah. and that's the thing. I mean, we send these kids to these indoctrination camps for over a decade. And
you
what
think
skills,
we get something out of it.
What skills do they possess at the end of this?
Right. Knife fighting.
Nothing.
Cussing.
Knife fighting might be a useful skill in the not too distant future.
Indeed. Pat, usually I just call people call in with their ideas and I just shoot them down. But
when they take their guns away, that blade's going to come in handy.
Pat, thank you for the call.
I definitely think that it's worth educating children in civics and history and how government works.
I just wish government school did that.
I wish government school educated people.
But would you take my tax dollars to educate those kids?
Would I take yours?
They're already being taken.
Understood. But if you want kids educated, you should bear the responsibility for educating.
Agreed, but...
Well, I'm also not going to teach children not to, you know, beat people up and take their stuff by beating people up and taking their stuff.
Let's go to Jerome calling in from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Trump 2024.
Hey, you think Trump could pass the citizenship test?
I don't know, but if he couldn't, I don't think he should be president.
You know what? I got $50 and there ain't a way, there ain't no way in hell he'd pass a citizenship test.
I don't think that we'll ever get a chance to see it, but just to see it, Jerome, I'd take the other side of the bet. I wouldn't mind losing $50 just to see whether Donald Trump could pass the citizenship.
Trump would have the most exceptional citizenship score.
He's the best American
citizenship,
the greatest American.
It's a tremendous test. No one passes it better than Trump.
Yeah. You know how he'd pass it? He'd get his sister to take it for him. That's what he'd do. He wanted us to judge.
Well, if you want to find out.
She used to do his homework for him.
I should have changed my name to Trump as soon as he got elected and then just to see if I could get some kind of government appointment job at a sweet, sweet paycheck.
Yeah.
If you want to find out if he can pass a test, make sure that it will make him more famous than he is now, and he will do anything to do that.
Oh, you think he's the most brilliant person?
Brilliant.
You've ever listened to.
No.
Self-declared, man.
You think he's the most brilliant person you've ever listened to, huh?
No.
He's one of the dumbest people I've ever listened to.
I wouldn't
and
go that far.
I've listened to pretty dumb ones over my years. We got one here in Charleston that's pretty dumb.
The fact that you're missing the humor and satire in some of our responses, Jerome, leads me to believe that that's not all that true.
I tend to... So I think that this is the attack, right? It's just one of them. If these people manage to get wherever they are, they must be, at the very least, somewhat above average intelligence.
Yeah, I mean guy
if we know their name.
Dips his toe in politics and ends up with the highest office in the nation. I mean, he's no dummy.
He also switched parties to do it. I mean,
oh,
you
thank
know.
God for that. Thank God. Y'all can have him. All 71 million Republicans that voted for him. Damn it, you can
well,
have it,
I maintain
man.
He is still a 1980s Democrat.
There.
Yeah. Like, he has the exact policies and positions of a 1980s Democrat, which makes him extremely conservative for a Republican now.
He's a phony. Nah, he's a phony, okay?
Did you see the episode of, I think it was the episode of Alpha House on, it's an Amazon show with John Goodman, who's one of my favorite actors ever, where they read Ronald Reagan quotes to conservative Republicans, and they just went bananas.
I believe it. That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
it's like you said, the man on the street interviews where they go like, oh, do you agree with these policies? And they will agree if it's with their preferred candidate or politician.
Go ahead.
Reagan was just as dumb as him because he didn't even know he had poor people in this country. How dumb is that?
Oh, I'm
we think everybody's
pretty...
an actor off of TV.
I just can't believe that Ronald Reagan. No, I'm going to have to disagree. Now, if you were rattling off Democrat names too, I'm going to disagree on that. I tend to, you know, I think that Bill Clinton was brilliant. I think that Jimmy Carter is one of, frankly, I think Jimmy Carter is probably the best president we've had in the last century.
Bill Clinton wasn't brilliant because he didn't even know what sex is, okay? Depending on what the meaning of is.
No,
that was a brilliant response to not answer the question.
Yeah, that was the best, the best
also,
thing you could do.
I mean, legal arguments are not the same as human arguments.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right, sure.
Hey, look, have you seen what people do in court? It's a different language.
The worst thing that Bill Clinton did was cheat on his wife in the White House.
And lie about it.
That's what it's called.
He did shoot some cruise missiles at an aspirin factory. I'm not real happy about that.
That seems like a lot worse than cheating.
He was a mass murdering war profiteer. I forget about that.
Yeah.
You know,
by the way, when you
thank you, Peekless. You said the worst thing he did.
Drop more bombs than any president has ever been in the White House. Okay?
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that. I'm still trying to find the veracity of this. It seems like
I looked it up several times.
Okay.
Even if that's true, just give Biden a few years, and then he'll be the one who drops the most bombs on brown countries in the history of ever.
Sure. Trump dropped more bombs than George Bush, who invaded two countries?
Barack Obama combined.
I think he's actually correct about this.
Believe it.
No, I think he's actually right about this.
Several times. I know. You don't want to
so far, every president drops more bombs than the ones before.
Hold on, Jerome. Go ahead, what?
I said, you don't want to believe that, because... Oh, Republicans are just the nicest people you ever meet, right?
Didn't I just mention George Bush starting two wars?
We also said we believed it. So, but give Biden some time, and he'll take that mantle.
You got 2-1, 2-1 here.
I'll bet you, Jerome, Biden will, assuming he takes the mantle, he will drop more bombs than anyone before him.
In a shorter amount of time.
I'll take that bet.
But Trump 2024, return of the MAGA.
How much you want to bet?
Call in next week and make the bet with him, Jerome. Appreciate
one
the call.
Bitcoin. Wow, that's a pretty big bet right now, man.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC ignored. New Wyoming Congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. I mean, I read the title of this article. Let me read it here again for those
who think an hour and a half ago.
Yeah. A top Biden staffer accused Facebook of shredding the fabric of our democracy, yet another sign the social media giant should fear the new administration. And I don't think we've read one word of the article here from Business Insider.
If they get shut down,
time you read the whole title, actually.
if Facebook gets shut down by the Biden administration, serves them right for not allowing the Russian interference for the Trump support.
Yeah. I can't believe that was the argument. We got Donald Trump because of Russian memes. I mean, seriously?
I mean, you call into question the intellect of voters, so yes, seriously. It doesn't take much.
Let's go to Padrang, calling in from New Mexico. Did I pronounce that correctly, Padrang?
No, sir, it's Padraig.
Padraig. Okay, thank you.
Padraig. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. There's so much I want to talk about, but let's talk about New Mexico. New Mexico, I've been here for, I immigrated when I was 6 from Ireland. And I lived in New Mexico predominantly for most of my life. And I see New Mexico, and I wonder what's going on with the people here. We have a governoress who's going to lock us down again, take away Thanksgiving. And New Mexico, I can't believe that they would vote for her because New Mexico is predominantly Spanish. And Spanish people enjoy their families. And we have a lot of Native Americans where I'm from. And they predominantly hang out with their families.
But do they celebrate American Thanksgiving?
No, I'm talking
because you can cancel Thanksgiving and still hang out with your family.
Pot-bellied pig.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's illustrative what's happened to this country in so much as politicians don't seem to have a problem suggesting that we should just cancel Thanksgiving. I mean, the hubris of anybody even suggesting this to the American people, I don't know that it was possible before COVID.
Well, but they saw how effective it was during COVID.
I didn't either, because we just seemed to have, you know, if Michelle Lujan Grisham was going to go arrest everybody or cite everybody, every restaurant that broke the rules, she wouldn't be able to do it. But we have these people, if you ever look at New Mexico State Police, and I'm not down talking them or anything because I was part of that tribe at one time. You know, they have their black uniforms on. I wish that they would kind of back off on people who are just doing their constitutional rights a little bit and start looking for, like, Jeffrey Epstein had a ranch down here. I mean, right. I think Bill Richardson was implicated in some deal here.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of things that happen in New Mexico that I think the state police could probably be more useful or helpful with solving crime. I mean, New Mexico, Albuquerque is like 5th in the nation as far as crime goes, and we're like 49th as far as education goes.
What if you had your Thanksgiving outdoors? I mean, New Mexico is probably going to be pretty dry and perhaps pretty warm.
Well, then you're really going to show them where you're at. Then they know who to storm first.
But you're not.
Oh, look, there's 20 people in the yard. Let's go to that house and shut them down.
At some point, is going to have to stand up. I'm an old man. Old men should stand up because we've already lived most of our life.
Well, young men should also stand up because they're able to.
What's that?
Is it young men should also stand up because they're able to?
I've given up on the idea that people are going to stand up. They took away our faces and no one complained. They took away our faces, and no one complained.
I think the younger generation either don't know or they just don't want to be informed. I've seen kids that are 30 years old living with mom and dad. That was unheard of in my time.
That's true.
Well, yeah, things have certainly changed for the millennials.
Maybe not. My dad, you know, I lived with my dad and my grandparents well into my dad's 30s or so before we moved out on our own, so... And that was probably closer to your time.
Padraig, if I had that right, thank you for the call.
Well, there was a pretty sizable wealth transfer from the youth right about that time.
Yeah.
It seems like it's harder for the millennials. And then what are we calling the generation that's after the millennials?
I like Zoomers.
What's that?
I like Zoomers.
Zoomers? Okay.
Zennials is one that gets tossed out there.
Zennial is somebody who's between a Gen Xer and a millennial.
Okay.
So there's a sub-generation that's right on the edge. Ian, in fact, is a Zennial.
Okay.
So yeah. Anyone want to place bets on whether or not they'll tell us how to do Christmas?
No, because they're going to try to shut that down, too. They already took away Merry Christmas. It's already Happy Holidays. What more do you want them to do, Lee?
The pitchforks and torches haven't come out over Thanksgiving, so I'm going to go ahead and take, yes, they will tell us how to do Christmas.
If they let us have one at all.
So as vague as it can possibly be, there's certain times where certain you know, constitutional rights should be exercised prevent these things from
occurring. You've got to have it outside, and we will allow you this time to have shoes on.
If you have it outside, they're going to target you first, man.
You must have a manger. Let's go to Skip, calling in from South Carolina. Skip, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there. How you doing?
All's well.
I just want to say that Ronald Reagan was the greatest president we ever had. He was the gold standard of presidents, whereas Barack Obama was the antithesis. Barack Obama hated America.
Well, that's just racist.
Joe Biden may hate America. We shouldn't have people that hate America run for president. We should have another Donald Trump.
What evidence do you have that Barack Obama hated America?
Barack Obama hated America. If you don't know
the fact that he wasn't born here.
He hated America. He hated whites. He hated everything. Every speech Barack Obama ever made was an anti-American rant. He went to Germany to apologize for America. Now, what kind of presidential candidate does that?
I don't remember what he apologized in Germany for, so I'd have to hear more about it.
He apologized for us taking down Hitler. He apologized for taking down the Berlin Wall, and he hated America.
What? That sounds like a terrible thing to apologize for.
I need more evidence. For the record, I think that the finest president in American history is William Henry Harrison.
The one that died after, like...
One speech. One speech, then pneumonia and death, and I think that every single president should really look to his shining example.
I think it bears mentioning here that I am a jelly donut. Thanks for the call, Skip.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh,
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Oh, okay.
So there's a wonky bit about German where if you say Ein Berliner instead of Berliner, then you're referring to a particular pastry.
A pastry that is jelly-filled.
Yeah, kind of like hamburgers and our people from Hamburg.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I am a hamburger. I am hamburger. Right.
Yeah.
I got it. I never really heard a good English translation, sort of a comparison of what it would be like, but I get it now. Going on from this, or starting this article from Business Insider here, a top advisor to President-elect Joe Biden has torn into Facebook in a thread on Twitter. If you thought disinformation on Facebook was a problem during our election, just wait until you see how it's shredding the fabric of our democracy in the days after. Bill Russo, a deputy communications director in the Biden campaign press team, tweeted late Monday. So maybe it's not so good for, big tech that Biden won. 855-450-3733. What do you think? Free Talk Live.
Porkchop, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie pit mix. He has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the U.S. passes 11 million coronavirus cases, several states are enacting tougher restrictions trying to control outbreaks, with many questioning if the entire nation should adopt that strategy. Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't believe we're headed for a national lockdown. The director of the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that the restrictions will likely continue to happen strictly on the local and state level.
We're not going to get a national lockdown. I think that's very clear. But I think what we're going to start seeing in the local levels, be they governors or mayors or people at the local level, will do, as you said, very surgical type of restrictions, which are the functional equivalent of a local lockdown. But we're not going to have a national lockdown.
More than 150,000 new cases were reported on Sunday alone, adding up to 1 million new cases over the last week. This is USA Radio News. Washington, D.C. was the site Saturday of a massive show of support for President Donald Trump. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Hundreds of thousands of people showed up in Washington, D.C. Saturday to show their support of the president's claim of a rigged and corrupt election. Stop the steal and we are the champions seemed to be their battle cry in reference to President Trump's claim he won the election. USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least 500 people were arrested Sunday as part of a crackdown on demonstrations in Belarus. Those protests are calling for the resignation of long-reigning President Alexander Lukashenko. The demonstrations are part of near-daily protests disputing the outcome of the country's presidential election in August, where Lukashenko won his sixth term in office. Opposition parties say the results were manipulated. Lukashenko denies those accusations, instead accusing Western powers of fomenting dissent against him. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're live here any day, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There are days when we do on-location recorded shows, but...
But there's a new show 365 days a
year. You got a 99%, 98% chance of hitting us.
Years.
That's right.
Exactly. On average, 365 days a year.
No, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, because the leap year, you know, you do an extra show, then you scale one back.
No, I don't think so. No. Well, there's when we go and do the Pork Fest shows, yeah. We're there for 2 weeks.
But that's still a new show.
We do a new show, but yeah. You can't call in
right.
To every show.
Okay.
But you can most of the time. The number is 855-450-3733. And the times are from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. If you're out there in Chamorro Standard Time or something like that, you'll have to figure it out. By the way, that's 15 hours ahead.
What a miserable time.
13 hours ahead.
Chamorro. Might be 14 now.
Yeah. Interestingly, Chamorro Standard Time. So Chamorro Standard Time is where the U.S. Marianas and Guam are on that time.
It's where the word tomorrow comes from.
No, it doesn't.
Because it's tomorrow.
No, I don't believe you.
Okay.
And Chamorro Standard
you live
time.
In Hawaii, which is interesting, the closest state, U.S. state to Saipan, but... You have to go across the international date line. So
right.
If you leave Saipan in the morning and land in the, you know, around noontime in Hawaii, you land
back a day.
Yeah, a day back.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how you time travel.
I don't know if it works quite that way. Let's go back to this story from Business Insider. talking about how it could be that big tech could be facing some problems from the new Obama, Biden administration, the third Obama term. Russo, this is Biden's campaign, communications director from deputy communications director from his campaign press team. Russo then attacked Facebook over the course of 8 tweets for allowing violent and misleading content to flourish on the platform the week following Election Day. He referred to a video in which Steve Bannon called for the head of Dr. Anthony Fauci and the proliferation of Stop the Steal Facebook groups. And Stop the Steal is a terrible name because
because Biden's stealing the election, Mark.
Stop the stealing.
Stop the steal.
Stop the theft.
Sure. That's not very alliterative.
That doesn't alliterate.
It doesn't alliterate, but I think we've gone a little too far. That's what I'm saying. Stop and steal are alliterative.
Not until Trump begins his second term. We have not gone far enough.
This is Russo. Specifically.
So 2024, maybe?
Return of the MAGA.
No, he's not coming back in 2024.
I don't know. Trump and Garfield, it's got a ring to it.
I think Trump is probably going to hook up with some conservative media organization and just skyrocket them.
Oh, yeah. Like, was it Newsmax? He's already abandoned Fox. And was it Newsmax?
Like, Newsmax sounds like a good choice for him.
And I think they've already, they're in the process of offering him a deal of some kind for his own show.
I'm old enough to remember when Newsmax was libertarian.
Okay.
He'll have a platform. Assuming that he doesn't somehow pull a rabbit out of a hat on this next administration.
If they stop the steal, you mean?
Yeah. Continue. Indeed. If they ceased the theft.
Ceased the theft.
Put that on a t-shirt.
He specifically criticized Facebook's decision to allow posts from President Donald Trump, labeled as misinformation, to be widely shared, whereas Twitter placed restrictions on labeled tweets, meaning that they couldn't be retweeted. Now, so if you go to any news organization here, let's take a nice liberal one like NPR. They'll put one person on talking about their opinion and call that news content all day long. And they won't have a libertarian or a Republican or somebody there rebutting what is said.
Sure.
I mean, I just listened to some talking head last night. Wasn't even talking head, talking voice last night. This lady yicking and yakking about how Trump is destroying America, even as he's going out.
They won't even have someone further left saying what they think about it.
Right. It's just, they just have whatever they say. And that, so, I mean.
You only need one person to deliver the facts.
if you can let some nameless idiot working for a school come on and talk about something, then why not let the President of the United States of America, while he's still the President, get to have a tweet? I mean, this Russo guy's like, the President shouldn't be able to tweet anymore. He's not. He lost the election.
Because he has way more influence.
Speaking really newsworthy.
Well, that's the thing.
It's not something that you should, stop every other program to, let him talk for.
No, I don't think that you should, but I think it's, I think that the media is probably going to come relatively soon to the realization they just effed themselves by the way they just went after Trump mercilessly and finally got him out. Because you will not get me to believe that the media wasn't somehow in collusion with the Democratic Party to get Trump out. And, I mean, that guy was entertaining, and he made a lot of news.
But now
what are y'all going to do now?
Go after the Congress. They're gonna avoid Biden, and they're gonna blame anything that Biden doesn't get done on the Republicans in Congress.
Well,
that's what they do.
Maybe that's what they'll do. I don't know.
Well, I think you have a point as far as newspapers are dead. Television was dying, but then we had Trump, and then we had COVID. So who's not glued to their seats watching TV for Orange Man? I mean, love him or hate him, and there's pretty much everyone in one of those two camps. You're going to hang on every word of that wonderful / terrible person.
Just waiting for the press conference where he unleashes the Proud Boys.
And then...
Go on, Proud Boys, make me proud!
That comment right there got me a 24-hour ban on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that! And this is and Facebook and the rest of the social media has been really hyper vigilant. So it says Facebook began limiting the spread of posts rather than just flagging them on Thursday. They just went after the algorithm.
Okay.
I mean, this is the thing. It's hard for me to not think of Facebook as a free speech platform, as a speech platform, because I believe that that's what they've sort of purported themselves to be. And then they decide, well, what you can say and what you can't.
Sure. And so in fairness, Twitter was more the free speech platform early on. And what happened was the trolls took over, and it made it very difficult for the average user to have an effective and positive experience on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you're marketing your service, right, are you marketing it towards the trolls, or is it better to get the average Joe to look at all the ads on Twitter or Facebook? And so what happens is they go, you want the average person to use your platform, not have it be a cesspool for trolls. And what you have to do is make that experience positive for the average person by banning and limiting what the trolls can say. So it loses its free speech aspect of it, but it's also a more positive experience for the average user, and that's what they go after.
It gets it got its ubiquity as a free speech platform.
Because early on it was.
And I thought that they sort of had a brilliant idea. Make people responsible for what they say, in so much as their names are there. Well, it used to be under BBS's, people would come in with their name, Big Kahuna or whatever, and then they'd say whatever they said, and you couldn't hold anybody responsible for anything, and that was that.
The chat handles was the beauty of the internet.
Well, the anonymity.
And Facebook, from what I understand, used to like actually show you what people said. And then they introduced an algorithm because it became too darn popular to just show you everything that every one of your friends said. So they had an algorithm so that, okay, we'll show you the things that we think will catch your attention, the things that will get most of the of
get
the
you
views.
Excited.
Yeah.
Right. So they can intersperse an ad as you're scrolling, and then you see ads every like night.
At that point, it is no longer a free speech platform. It is an echo chamber, a digital perfect echo chamber.
Well, what Facebook found was that it was better to show people things they disagreed with because they'll fight. And when they fight, they stay on there. And I find this is true. The last time I made the mistake of commenting on Facebook, right, I was there for probably a couple hours trying to, speak sense to this person.
Somebody is wrong on the internet.
And the one thing, the conclusion I keep coming to is that this is a bad idea. Commenting on anything on these social media platforms is a bad idea. Whereas, on the radio, you might get heard by, it's 200 radio stations across the country. You're going to get heard by a lot of people. Whereas on Facebook, here you are fighting it out for how many people are actually going to read this thread?
Not many.
Not a dozen. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about... Right now, you can call in and talk about anything you want, but we're talking about sort of what's going to happen in the future regarding big tech and Facebook, Twitter, Google, these platforms under a Biden administration. So, you know.
They will thrive.
Mm.
That's what they wanted.
Well, one of their... The communication director guys, not real happy.
I'm just betting on they will be integrated into the federal system.
The Borg. I want to tell you about AnyPay. I went to a restaurant this evening, and we often do this on a Sunday night here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's called Social Sundays. I have it at a restaurant called, hold on.
Say it slowly.
Fa Keene. Great.
PKG is the locals call it.
That's right. It's kind of soup. Fa. And, yeah, so while I was there, I got to pay in cryptocurrency. I used my Edge wallet to pay, and they used AnyPay to receive it. Now, they didn't ask me which currency I was using. I did happen to use Dash to pay. But their QR code came up, and my wallet scanned it without them knowing which currency it was. So it just, was seamless and very easy. Didn't have to worry about, talking about which currency we're using or anything like that. Just happens. So the same QR code could have been scanned by a Bitcoin Cash wallet or a Bitcoin wallet or Bitcoin SV, and it would all have worked. And it's great. AnyPay, if you're going to accept cryptocurrency at your business, AnyPay really is the best choice. So go to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And if you like AnyPay and you want businesses to accept it, it's probably a good idea to get a hold of Coinomi, which is a very popular wallet that is, for whatever reason, not compatible with AnyPay. They got to make a little programming change, and they have decided not to do it. Edge Wallet, which is one of the more popular wallets, absolutely compatible, and they think it's worth doing.
Competition in the marketplace.
Yeah, we'll see. Coinomi could just go ahead and make it easy on themselves, but and we'll see. And a letter from you would probably help. AnyPayInc.com. Let's go to BP calling in from South Carolina. BP. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, boys. How y'all tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm 63 now.
All right.
And
keep changing every year.
Getting...
It's outrageous.
I know.
I mean, how am I supposed to remember this stuff?
I know. You got to stay up on it, right?
I mean, you want to know my birth year? It doesn't change. You do the math. What are you asking me to do the math for?
You could celebrate the anniversary every once in a while.
I swear. And there's something, and y'all quenched me on it about a half hour ago, so I thought I'd call. But people are becoming so ruthless. In today's day and time, I mean, in just the past maybe 4, 5, 6 months, people are just around here now, okay, are going crazy.
Well, that's because Trump made it okay to be mean to people.
Yeah.
That's what the Democrats say.
Yeah.
And so, but they're mean to people.
Right. But now it's okay. You had to hide it before. Now you can be outright and open about it.
No, I don't.
I swear I got a almost broken paw now because of people tailgating and cussing and fussing and, you know, giving you the finger and stuff.
Did you have a politician's bumper sticker on the back of your car? Is that what's going on?
No. I swear I was going to tell you that too. No bumper stickers on my retired police car. It's crazy.
Maybe they just thought it was an unretired police car and they were giving the finger to the man.
It's a bad idea.
They were trying to defund you. You drive down the road at 5-10 miles over the speed limit and they're passing you on double yellows and giving you the finger when they go past, and not just one. You know, there'll be two or three here in a second.
Well, I think those lockdowns had a lot to do with the agitation of ordinary people in this country.
People are pissed. They're upset about lockdowns because they lost a lot of money. They lost their job. They lost a lot of things because of these lockdowns. Then they can't see the smile on the next guy's face because it's all covered up.
Especially when you're driving with a mask on.
Yeah. Hey, but I want to tell you what I call it. I swear. Now, y'all have watched zombie movies before, I'm sure. I'm not a zombie movie guy.
I think they were programming us for a way of thought.
I swear to gosh, I call it zombie flu.
Zombie flu?
Zombie flu. Instead of like the zombie virus or COVID-19 virus or whatever,
I call it
zombie flu. When people are just acting like they're like they just smoked some kind of rock or something. I swear, people are just so ignorant and ruthless around here.
You take their face away, man, and that's what you get.
Yeah, we're programmed to see faces 100%, and that makes us, you know, the not seeing it. This is just an experiment in, you know, the human condition. And who benefits? Well, if everybody's upset with each other, the government is there as the mediator. They're the one keeping the glue of society together. A happy society doesn't need the government. But a sad one absolutely does. So, yeah, they do benefit. Everybody who works for the state benefits from this. Now, I'd say the cops probably benefit the least in so much as they're probably dealing with more domestic disputes and people just being, you know, angry and stupid to each other. Just a guess. As a matter of fact, I'd like to know about that if you're a law enforcement officer and you're dealing with people. What's it like now compared to a year ago? Just curious.
Tensions are higher.
855-450. Thank you for the call, BP. 855-450-FREE. I didn't finish the thought there with the telephone number. 855-450-3733. Going on with the article from Business Insider about Facebook and big tech dealing with the Biden administration. We knew this would happen. Russo, this is a Biden campaign bigwig. We knew this would happen, Russo's thread concluded. We pleaded with Facebook for over a year to be serious about these problems. They have not. Our democracy is on the line. We need answers. The Russians are making memes.
Terrible.
It's insane. This isn't the first.
The very idea that someone who isn't American would have speech.
Right. In America.
Or that other foreign entities would try to influence an election for your
America's
country?
Americans could see the thoughts of non-Americans.
This isn't the first time Russo has come after Facebook. On Sunday, he reposted a tweet from the actor Sacha Baron Cohen, whose movie I saw and pales in comparison to his first shot at Borat, with a picture of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg shaking Donald Trump's hand, captioned, "One down, one to go." I mean, okay.
He's not even American.
Sacha Baron Cohen also is teamed up with Amazon.
Okay.
As if he doesn't isn't kissing the ring of big tech. He just has a side.
Sure.
The fact that Russo has now doubled down with a lengthy threat. Oh, excuse me. Russo added to the words "hell yeah" to his retweet, which was quickly deleted. Detailing Facebook's failures. Is an ominous sign for social media, for the social media giant, which is surely preparing for attempts to regulate it by a Biden administration.
Well, and Facebook has come forward and is asking for regulation, right?
Well, and that's the thing. Any large company loves regulation.
Yeah, they
in
benefit
their industry.
From it.
Sure. Understood why I mean, they're doing it.
Regulation is the most effective way to keep your competition out of the market. Because
right.
I can conform to whatever crazy regulation you want. I've got a team of lawyers making sure that every single thing that we do is exactly how this regulation says it. So if you don't have a team of lawyers doing that, then you can't get into the market. Sorry.
We said it before is that Facebook got where it got by being much more of a free speech platform than it is today. But now it is ubiquitous, and everybody's got an account almost, and so they're not likely to lose their market share in the same way. So now they want the regulations so that the young upstarts that are coming along can't compete by being a free speech platform. I know the Republicans have all rushed off to one of these...
Parler, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
So Mark says Parler.
Yeah, I said Parler. I don't know how you would say it. I don't propose to know
it's
any.
It's a French word. It's fine. they climb the ladder, and then they cut the rungs out from underneath them so no one can follow.
One of the other theories I heard about Facebook asking for regulation is they know that the state is incompetent at regulating, so they're passing the buck. They're like, well, we're just waiting for you to pass the regulations.
That's a very good point.
And then nothing gets done, and they can continue to operate as they were.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You're on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.